Yeah, not so much. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Today is Poetry Thursday and we'll read Proverbs 29 and 30. After the reading, of course, I'll have some comments and I've got an On This Date in Church History segment for you. The title of today's episode is Naive No More. If you'd like to leave a comment on today's show, do so at lifespringmedia.com/S12E281. That's the show notes page. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 29. A man who does not listen after many strong words are spoken to him will be destroyed all at once and without help. When those who are right with God rule, the people are glad. But when a sinful man rules, the people have sorrow. A man who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but he who goes with women who sell the use of their bodies wastes his money. A king makes the land strong by doing what is right and fair, but the one who takes pay for doing wrong destroys it. A man who gives his neighbor sweet-sounding words that are not true spreads a net for his own feet. A sinful man is trapped by his sins, but a man who is right with God sings for joy. The man who is right with God cares about the rights of poor people, but the sinful man does not understand such things. Men who speak against others set a city on fire, but wise men turn away anger. When a wise man argues with a foolish man, the fool only gets angry or laughs, and there is no peace and quiet. Men who kill hate him without blame, but a good man cares for his life. A fool always loses his temper, but a wise man keeps quiet. If a ruler listens to lies, all who work for him will become sinful. The Lord gives light to the eyes of both the poor man and the man who makes it hard for others. If the king is fair as he judges the poor, his throne will stand forever. The stick and strong words give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother. When the sinful are many, sins become many, but those who are right with God will see their fall. Punish your son when he does wrong, and he will give you comfort. Yes, he will give joy to your soul. Where there is no understanding of the word of the Lord, the people do whatever they want to, but happy is he who keeps the law. A servant will not be taught by words alone, for even if he understands, he will not answer. Do you see a man who is quick with his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who gives good care to his servant from the time he is young will, in the end, find him to be a son. A man of anger starts fights, and a man with a bad temper is full of wrongdoing. A man's pride will bring him down. But he whose spirit is without pride will receive honor. He who works with a robber hates his own life. He knows about the bad that will come, but can tell nothing. The fear of man brings a trap, but he who trusts in the Lord will be honored. Many look for the ruler's favor, but what is right and fair comes from the Lord. A sinful man is a shame to those who are right with God. And he who is right with God is ashamed to the sinful. Proverbs chapter 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, of Massa, the man says to Ithiel and Eucal, "For sure I am more foolish than any man, and I do not have the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, and I do not know much about the Holy One. Who has gone up into heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his hands? Who has gathered the waters in his coat? Who has put in place all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name? For sure you know. Every word of God has been proven true. He is a safe covering to those who trust in him. Do not add to his words, or he will speak strong words to you and prove you to be a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Do not keep me from having them before I die. Take lies and what is false far from me. Do not let me be poor or rich. Feed me with the food that I need. Then I will not be afraid that I will be full and turn my back against you and say, Who is the Lord? And I will not be afraid that I will be poor and steal and bring shame on the name of my God. Do not speak against a slave while talking with his owner, or he may curse you, and you will be found guilty. There are those who curse their fathers and do not honor their mothers. There are people who are pure in their own eyes, but are not washed from their own dirt. There is a kind, oh, how proud are his eyes! His eyes are opened wide with pride. There is a kind of man whose teeth are swords, whose jaws are like knives, who eat up those who are suffering from the earth, and those in need from among men. The one who lives by the blood of another has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never filled, four that never say enough. The place of the dead, the woman who cannot have children, the earth that is always thirsty for water, and fire that never says enough. The eye that makes fun of a father and hates to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the young eagles. There are three things which are too great for me, four which I do not understand: the way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship out at sea, and the way of a man with a woman. This is the way of a woman who is not faithful in marriage. She eats and washes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Under three things the earth shakes, and under four it cannot stand: under a servant when he becomes a king, under a fool when he is filled with food, under a woman who is not loved when she gets a husband, and under a woman servant when she takes the place of the woman of the house. There are four things that are small on the earth, but they are very wise. The ants are not a strong people, but they store up their food in the summer. The badgers are not a strong people, but they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, but they go as an army. You can take the lizard in your hands, but it is found in kings' houses. There are three things which have honor in their steps, even four which show honor in their walk: the lion, which is powerful among wild animals and does not turn away from any; the proud rooster; the male goat; and a king when his army is with him. If you have been foolish in honoring yourself, or if you have planned wrongdoing, put your hand on your mouth. Shaking milk makes butter, and hitting the nose brings blood. So fighting comes because of anger.
Chapter 29, verse 18 said, Where there is no understanding of the word of the Lord, the people do whatever they want to, but happy is he who keeps the law. That was the New Life Version. The New International Version renders it this way: Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. The English Standard Version says, Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. And for good measure, the King James Version translateth this verse thusly: Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I always like to look at several translations when I do a Bible study, because it helps me get a better grasp of what's being taught. And I think the different translations here help to illuminate what God is telling us in this verse. You might remember that when we read through the book of Judges back in October and November, there were several times in Judges where the text said something like, And there were no kings in the land. In other words, there was no one to lead the people, with the implication being no one with an understanding of the word of God. And since the people were free to do as they wanted, a lot of bad things happened. And really, isn't that what verse 18 here is saying? Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. When I was young and naive, I trusted the wisdom of the people. I believed that the voting public would make right decisions in electing people for office and in voting on issues. Yes, I was very naive. I'm not naive anymore, and I certainly no longer believe in the wisdom of the people. Of course, individuals can have wisdom, but man, the voting public? Yeah, not so much. It might have been true in the past when our elected leaders, at least in public, honored the Word of God, maybe, But now that the Bible is all but banned in the halls of government and politicians care more for pleasing lobbyists and following polls and not being canceled than in doing what is right and moral and best for the country, the public have cast off restraint. There is no longer an overarching, God-fearing moral compass in the land. People without a respect and reverence of the Lord and His Word are, as a group, unhappy, selfish, and rebellious. You only have to look at recent news reports to see examples of that, right? Beloved, it is not until we fall on our knees and confess our sin and rebellion and once again look to the author of life and law that we'll see peace in our land and in our world. I've already told you that I believe we're in the last days, so I'm not holding my breath for this change to happen. But I'll also be the first to admit that I could be wrong. God has brought rebellious nations back to Himself many times in the past, and maybe He'll do it again in the future. But here's one thing I am sure of. I am sure of the fact that it's our job to pray for our nation, wherever you are, and its people, wherever you are, until our last dying breath, or until Jesus comes. Let me read Proverbs 29:18 for you one more time in closing. Where there is no understanding of the word of the Lord, the people do whatever they want to, but happy is he who keeps the law. Love to hear your thoughts. Please go to the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com/S12E281 and let me know what you're thinking. Tomorrow is Prophecy Friday, and we'll read the book of Micah.
Boost.
On this date in church history, June 9th, 1772, Moravian missionaries built the first Protestant church west of the Alleghenies at Schoenbrunn in the Ohio Territory. The Reverend David Zeisberger served as the church's first preacher. And on this date in church history, June 9th, 1894, Wilbur M. Smith was born. He was an American fundamentalist Presbyterian educator. He was ordained in 1922, and he held no academic degrees, but he taught English Bible at Moody Bible Institute from 1938 to 1947, at Fuller Theological Seminary in 1947 to 63, and Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, 1963 to 1971. If I'm doing my math right, that's about 34 years. Prayer requests. A few days ago, I told you that my good friend Mark's daughter and son-in-law had COVID. Well, this morning, my friend Ron told me now he's got it. He was in Dallas on a business trip over the weekend, and he said he feels miserable today. So let's continue to pray for Allie and Sean, and now we'll add Ron to the prayer list. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, again, we're asking for a revival in the land, a worldwide revival. I pray for those in political office, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them in such a way that they become convicted and convinced that you are real and that they need to repent. I pray for the people, Lord, that they would look to you for answers on how to live and behave. May they too become convicted of their sins and convinced that they need you. Forgive us, Lord, for our inaction and our silence. Give us dunamis, power from the Holy Spirit to boldly share Jesus and your word. Give us opportunities, Lord, and the open eyes to see those opportunities when you put them before us. Use us, Lord, to speak your truth. Remind us to pray for those in political office and for the people around us, Lord. I pray again for Allie and Sean that you would help them to recover from COVID, and now I add Ron to the list. I pray, Lord, that you would make this as easy a time as it can be for all three of them. And for anybody else who's listening, Lord, who either has it or who has loved ones or people that they know who are coming down with it. Ideally, Lord, I pray that you would just wipe this virus from the land and that life would get back to normal everywhere. But Lord, for right now, put your hand on those that are sick and bring healing. Lord, I pray that you would lead us, that you would guide us, that you would direct us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise, please do go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and let me know. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E281. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Share the show. And again, my thanks to Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise for all the work they do. Thank you for allowing me into your life today. I look forward to our time together. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.